Gerard Tate, a Chickasaw classical composer and pianist, wrote the Standing Bear Cantata, which offers an expressive tableau of imaginary and reflection centered around the iconic Native American chief. Through evocative melodies and touching arrangements, this musical journey traces Standing Bear's return to his ancestral lands to lay his son to rest.
There's a strong connection to Nebraska. Telling the story of Standing Bear, I think it's an important story for everyone to know. The cantata really tells the journey of a great man who had the courage to stand up for the rights of his people. And I think his legacy is definitely important for Nebraska, but it really has impacted the entire nation.
Veronique Matthew is one of the performers for this concert.
Now I'm a violinist, and I'm also the artistic director of NAVO, a nonprofit arts organization that is based in Kansas.
This emotional composition transcends the traditional boundaries of Standing Bear's history. This project is a collaboration of the Cathedral Arts Project and NAVO. The concert has been in the works for a few years.
We'll feature soprano Stella Marcoux in a work by Ingrid Stolzel based on the poetry of Mohawk Canadian writer Emily Pauline Johnson. And we'll also feature baritone Grant Youngblood in the cantata Standing Bear. There will be two works, and both works feature an artist that is of Indigenous descent or background, or a piece that has a strong connotation to Native Americans' culture. The first piece on the program is called Tuan Beyond Seas, and it is a song cycle for soprano, violin, and piano written by German-American composer Ingrid Stolzel, who is currently based in Kansas. And the work is based on the poetry of Emily Pauline Johnson, who was a Mohawk Canadian writer living in the 19th century. And the second part of the program will be the work Standing Bear. And Gerard Tate wrote this work in 2015 after it was commissioned by the Hildegard Center for the Arts.
Standing Bear Cantata comprises 8 movements or tabloids. Matthew performed the cantata in Lincoln, Nebraska about 5 years ago, and she is thrilled to revisit it once more.
I was really touched by the work. It's very, very powerful. It's very emotional. It's quite a rich work. I think Gerard Tate is a fantastic composer. And when I performed it, it was with Grant Youngblood, who will be here again this weekend. So the part was actually written for him. So there's a very special connection there.
The Standing Bear Cantata is this Sunday at St. Cecilia's Cathedral at 5 p.m. and there is no charge to the public. For more information, you can visit cathedralartsproject.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.